you prepare for back to school? Is it always a highly stressful time, or is it usually a breeze? If you're in the group of parents who are generally stressed out with back to school preparations, you're at the right place. We'll be sharing some tips on making back to school shopping less of a hassle. Before we get into our back to school shopping tips, listen as some Jamaicans share advice on making the process easier.
Some place selling expensive and some selling a little cheaper. So you have to shop around now and go where you find the best value.
Make sure when you come out, you make sure you do your to-do list. You understand me? You don't know you can have $1 million and just want to spend $10,000 alone because you don't know how the budget set for the month. You understand me? I say,
don't put ourselves over the edge to say, children already have bags from last year. Don't say you have to buy new bags this year. Just buy what is more important. Come out early to shop.
First and foremost is to make telephone calls to find out where the prices are best and then go to that location and acquire the books accordingly. I find it quite simple, just that some places they are more expensive.
Parents in Kingston sharing their best back-to-school shopping advice, most of which are also on our list of 7 back-to-school shopping tips. Tip 1, according to Manager, Client Financial Education at the Jamaica Money Market Brokers JMMB, Michelle Sinclair Doyley, is to prepare a list of everything you need.
If you go into the shop without knowing everything that you need, you may be tempted to spend a little bit more on a fancy pen because you didn't remember that the child is going to need probably X number of reams of paper, etc. But if we have everything on the list and we're sticking to it, then we tend to curtail the amount that we actually spend on the various things because the list for school can be very long.
Tip 2. Before you hit the stores with your list, shop around at home. Do you really need to buy new crayons or a new pencil case? You may even have unused notebooks from the last school term.
And sometimes we have older children that we can now use the things from the older children for the younger child. So definitely start at home. Number 3, swap with other children. Sometimes it is that you have a cousin or somebody that has a child that has now grown out of a uniform and the uniform is still in excellent condition. Therefore, swap uniforms now so that it is less expensive for you.
Some parents also circulate the book list around the office or among relatives with a view to getting pre-owned books that are still in good condition. That's another great way to save while shopping for back to school. Tip 4. Take advantage of the book rental facilities available at your child's school.
Number 5 is take advantage of the back-to-school sales, but ensure that there really are sales. Because sometimes when we see that we can get 3 at a reduced price, then we go for 3 of the items. But really, the child only needs 2. So really ensure that you're utilizing the sales in the best way for you and your child. And once again, if you have a list with the number of each item that the child will need, then you will not be as easily tempted to buy 3 just because it says that you get a discount if you're purchasing 3.
Just 2 more tips to go. The next one is get the children involved. Children have a tendency to frequently lose pens, pencils, rulers, or even bigger items. But perhaps if they were more aware of the value of these items, they'd take better care of them.
Get the children involved so they get a real appreciation of how much mommy and daddy are really spending on these things. And if they are more involved, they also are developing their own financial skills for the future, which is so important.
Our 7th and last tip is to prioritize. Especially if you are strapped for cash, find out what items must be bought in term 1 and concentrate on getting those first.
Talk to the school, find out which books do I need in the first term, second term, third term, and then purchase them on that schedule.
Manager, Client Financial Education at JMMB, Michelle Sinclair Doyley. We hope you found those back-to-school shopping tips useful. All the best as you continue your preparations for the 2016-2017 academic year.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.